Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're holding the Siman Resh Yud Saif Bet. Maran says, "Hatoem et haTavshil." If somebody tastes a dish, Eno Sarich Levarech, he doesn't have to make a beracha ad revi'it. He's tasting it to see if it's salty, if it tastes good, it has enough spice, enough taste. Yep, to revi'it, he doesn't have to make a beracha. Va'afilu hu bol'o, even if he's swallowing it. Yesh Omrim. And some say, Shemu bol'o, that if he's swallowing it, ta'un beracha, he has to make beracha. Ve'lo patru et ha-to'em, ela keshechozer v'bolet. They will only put there the guy that tastes it, if he spits it out. Ve'az, and if you hold like that, afilu al harbe enu sarif beracha. Then even a lot doesn't need a beracha. Ha-gaha, safek berachol la-hakel. So even if you're swallowing it, you don't make a beracha. Mishnah brura. Ha-to'em. Even though we just said in Saif Aleph that even if a person is eating any amount, he has to make a beracha. Ben ba'achila, ben b'shtiyah, by eating or drinking. So how come over here we're saying he doesn't have to? Haynu kishe mechaven lecho v'lishtot. That's when his intention is to eat or drink. Aval ha'acha, she'en kavanato ela lit'on. His intention is only to taste. Le'da' im tzarich melach o tevalin. To know if it needs salt or spices. Ain't tzarich beracha lo lefaneh v'lo la'achareh. Doesn't need beracha rishona or beracha acharona. Va'afilum hu ochel ketzat me'ama'achal achar ha'bishul. Even though he's eating some of the food, she'en bi, right, it's already cooked. She'en bi yichuto letaken et ha'ma'achal. Rak le'dam hu tov. I just want to know if it's good. Meaning, should I serve it or should I not serve it? Gam ken mitzadadim ha'el yirava v'aprim agadim. Tegam ze bechlal te'ima. Aharesh en kavanato l'shem achila. His intention is not to eat.
Even though he's swallowing it.
Ad revi'it, velo ad bechlal. But once you get to a revi'it, then you have to make a beracha. Is there 3 ounces? Aval yeter revi'it, more than revi'it. Kevan shehi hana'a yetera, it's a lot of hana'a, chashibi kemoshe mitkaven la'achila. Ta'ayim v'magen Avram shekatav, da'ad revi'it ishari, haynu afilu lit'om me'arbe kederot. Up until revi'it, he could taste from a bunch of kederot. Each one, less than revi'it. Umiyu, in kevanato le'echol me'at, if he's thinking about eating, he wants to fill up also. Asur la'asot harbe pe'amim. Then he can't do it a lot of times. Da'avale achila me'al geta. It's considered eating. U'le'nyan te'imat ezed var ochel. Le'dam uto. What about food? Mitzadadim ha'acharonim. Na'acharonim wanna say the shiur ohu ad kazay. That the shiur is a kazay. Until now, we were talking about a tavshil. Maybe it's like a soup. Let's see exactly. He causes us to look in the Kaf HaHayim. He explains it better. Now, if you missed, that was the first line. And this is with breakfast. Why do you want to? Make the rachor. Okay. והאוכל משום טעימה שיעורו בכזית כמו במשקים ברביעית עולה תמיד אל ירבה אשל אברהם. אוקיי, זה מה ש... אוקיי, that's what האחרונים want to say. The after Bishchan Aruch Katav en tzarich levarech. He says you don't have to make a beracha. Memela asu levarech. You can't make a beracha. Da'avale beracha levatala. Va'afilum hu bol'o. Even if he's swallowing it. Ve'mupolet. And if he's spitting it out. Mutar afilu biyoter b'nvi'it b'li beracha gam lede'azu. This opinion also agrees. You could have more than nvi'it if he's spitting it out. So there's no machloket on that. It's not only the second opinion. What? That's what I got to taste the food. Right? Ta'un beracha. But if you're eating some hold, that if you're swallowing it, you need a beracha. Afilu bekol shehu. like Biddle wanted to say. Because he's swallowing it. But when did they say, you don't need bracha, when you're spitting it out? And then they were matir when he only wants to taste it. Only his mouth is enjoying matav shil shita'am. From the food that he chewed.
His stomach is not benefiting from it.
He spit it out. Ve'otam shenodnim esev shekorim tabak. Those that put a grass that they call tabak, letok shefoferet, into a pipe, umadlikim oto, they light it, v'shoavim he'asham b'fihem, and they inhale the smoke in their mouth, nistapek ha'magen avram bazeh, hi'have ketoem upolet. Is that like tasting and spitting out? Ve'acharonim echlitu b'fshitut, ve'acharonim desare klili, she'en levarech al ishun ha'tabak hazeh, that you don't make a beracha on smoking a pipe. The avak tuba kaneshaf and nechira, a lot of stuff. What about the ones that you, the shemme, or me azhar, they mix me azhar, the chadome, tzidev shelo levarech. If he wants you to make a borem in the bizamim, I don't know. Omnam ate Yehuda. Magen Avram's question is: is it considered to emu pole yiron beracha, or is it reyach that you have to make a beracha? And they said, why? He says, maybe it's like reyach that you have to make kavachomer over here that the body also enjoys it, because you get full from it, as if you ate and drank.
He
says it doesn't have mamash. How can you call it eating? It's only smoke, and it's not reyach because it. That has to have a good smell. And over here it doesn't have it. Okay, next. The Azafilu. We say that if he's chozer upolet, he could even take a lot without a beracha. Ve'alken aloes letinok, if somebody's chewing the food for the baby, kivan she'enu bolea, since he's not swallowing it, filu leharbe, even if he eats a lot, en tzarich beracha, he doesn't need a beracha. Safek berachol la'akel, haynu afilu hu bolea, even if he's swallowing it, lo yivarech. Kevan she'en, nachon, alo zelo achila. Kevan she'en kavanato la'achila, he's not intending to eat. Ve'kesevara arishona. V'ineh amagen Avraham choleka l'shulchan aruch v'harama. V'esfir oled de'bebolea, if he swallows l'kule alma chayav levarech. Aval kama acharonim. Now your Abba ma'amar morchim agen giburim chaye adam. Hechlitu im pesak harama, they agree with the Rama. Tu safek beracha v'lo yivarech. Ulechatechila. Tov li zaher arutzel v'loa. If somebody's swallowing it, she'd kaven lehenu memenu, have in mind to eat it, v'torah tachila v'yivarech. So over here he quotes that by to'ameha on Friday afternoon, which is officially, you're tasting it to see if it tastes good. Katav akaf ha'chaim, ha'to'emet ha'tavshil be'erev Shabbat mishum to'ameha ha'chaim zachu. Quote unquote, lo nechnas besug zeh. Tahav adai mechaven le'echol. He's planning on eating. He saw some of you people. V'kivan shemechaven le'echol. Hafilu al kol shehu chayav levarech. V'chen katav v'halakha birura. V'osiv bebirur halakha sheyesh letzaref la'zeor. A lot of rishonim hold if you swallow anyway. You have to make a beracha. And even a hole like that, over here where it's like not really tasting, it can be metzaref tosevarot. Says it's good to have in mind specifically that he's planning on eating. I don't think anybody had a safek that they're planning on eating. Yalkut Yosef katava toem bederech achila men abasar o men adag ve'erev Shabbat enu mevarech berkata nehenim. Shekiven shekavanato leteima lo tiknu baze beracha. Says miu lechatchila yichaven laachila. He must be a tzaddik, the chief rabbi. He only tastes adat up to the vi'i. Anyway, who only tastes up to the vi'i when they're making to'ameh? No, anybody that only tastes up to the vi'i? Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.